Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Athletes Unfiltered.
Zone read, and Martinez into the open field. What a move he made in the backfield. Looking for the pylon. He's got a touchdown.
The podcast made by the athlete for the fans.
They fake the pop pass. Martinez under duress, but he can improvise, and improvise he does. What a run. And into the end zone, Adrian Martinez.
Now here are your hosts, Adrian Martinez and Jeff Ekstrom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in. Whether you're walking the dog, on a jog, on your car on the way to work, you're listening to the first ever episode of Athletes Unfiltered. I'm your host, Jeff Ekstrom, and my partner in this new venture of podcasting. You may know him a little more than myself, Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez. Adrian, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm really excited about this opportunity and what we have to offer here and what we can talk about in an unfiltered space and kind of button down a little bit and just talk about sports, life, whatever comes up, but really offer some insight.
Athletes Unfiltered is our name. We'll be going forward with that. And it's a cool name, I think,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Because really, the motivation of creating this podcast, before we get started with anything, we want to explain why we're creating this podcast, why we're the ones who are creating this, and why we think this can be a great avenue not only for us as hosts, but other athletes around the country and for other people just to learn and get great insights and behind the scenes of what goes on in the sports world. And Adrian, this more, before we get started with that, let's talk about how this came together. And I think really, it came down to what you wanted to do about creating something about your experiences here at Nebraska.
Yeah, you know, for starters, I wanted to give athletes a voice, you know, another forum, another avenue for that, whether that's some of my teammates, former teammates, guys across the country, and hear some of their stories in more of an unfiltered setting, you know, not standing, doing a press conference or doing an interview with someone they don't know. But rather here, where they can be a little looser, hopefully, and I'll be the same. And beyond that, you know, I wanted to talk about my Husker experience and my football journey and kind of tell more of my story my way.
And you talk about, why did you choose to do this podcasting setting more specifically? Because obviously I think you could have gone in many different directions, but yeah. What about podcasts really did it for you? Why did you want to do a podcast specifically?
Well, I love listening to podcasts first and foremost. I have a few that I love to listen to and just learn from. I think they're so insightful. And also, it's different than what you see on TV. I think TV is a big time show, and a podcast, the listener has to put a little bit more effort into hearing what they're saying. You know, they're going out of their way to kind of turn on whatever, Spotify, whatever platform to listen to that person talk. And I've always enjoyed it. You know, I feel like it's one of my favorite hobbies to kind of take part in, and I wanted to try it out and kind of explore it.
So we came together through a neutral partner. Adrian wanted to do a podcast. He talked with Professor John Schrader here at the Journalism School at Sports Communication. And being the Karen U Sports Director, John thought of me, and we kind of just texted back and forth, and we decided we got the name, we got what we want to talk about, and I guess here we are recording the first ever episode. And Adrian, more about – this is more of you approaching, I guess, John, and then approaching me about the idea you have of wanting this podcast. Why would you want to create something where there was like unfiltered stories of this? Was it just something that you wanted in a podcast that you haven't heard anywhere else? Is that kind of how you came up with that kind of idea of centering around this podcast?
Yeah, and I feel like nothing like this has been done, you know, by a college athlete at a major football school, you know, kind of providing an unfiltered take, different opinions on sport, whatever. And I think I can lead the way. I think we can lead the way for other athletes across the nation to do something similar if that's what they want to do. You know, and I'm intrigued by other people's stories. I know mine is so unique and all the things that I've been through here. I want to give, you know, those other athletes a space, you know, a space to talk in a way that's a little bit more fun, you know, than the traditional other people out there. You know, they'll be talking to people their own age. I think they'll feel more comfortable. And I think listeners will be interested, you know, interested in hearing from us, hearing some more of my stories, except in a different way. And then hearing guys across the country who they don't know, who they might want to follow now.
Yeah, and you talk about this being so unique in terms of you being a college athlete at one of the biggest institutions around the country. And like I think we've talked about, this can be an avenue not only for college athletes, but branching into whether that be high school, college, just giving these experiences and insightful knowledge about what it is to be a college athlete. Because while obviously you hear stories then and there with different publications, I think this platform has a lot to do with saying things that maybe isn't quite, I don't want to say unacceptable, but kind of like it's more of a honest answer more than, let's say, press conferences.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, if we're being honest, that's how press conferences work,
yeah.
You know. There's something you not necessarily have to say, and what I say up there is genuine. I will say that. It is genuine, but you can't always reveal everything, I guess, is a way to put in. I think this space will allow me to kind of escape that piece of it and give more of an honest opinion, as you put it, and whether that's about other sports or whether that's about some of my own experiences.
And that's kind of the motivation of this podcast. But why are we the ones talking about this, our qualifications? Obviously, I think a lot of people know what Adrian's brand is and whatnot, but a lot of people might not know about myself, Jeff Ekstrom. I am from Kearney, Nebraska, so I'm a Nebraska native, grown up under the Nebraska umbrella my entire life. I currently work at the Lincoln Journal-Star as a sports writer, covering everything from high school to college athletics. I'm the beat reporter for the Nebraska wrestling team, which has been a really fun experience. But I'm also, as I mentioned before, the Karen U sports director here at the College of Journalism and Mass Communication. So I've been able to branch out and do radio and everything like that. And I think my experiences has propelled me up to be able to do something like this with you, Adrian. And I think it's very exciting of where we can go with this. And obviously, I think why we could be the ones to talk about this. Obviously, we're both in college. We both bring our own perspectives to the table. But also don't think we have the pressures of, let's say, another institution or company where we're saying, hey, you can't talk about that, whatnot. I think we have the privilege to be able to talk about that without having all that pressure.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And, you know, a reason why I wanted to partner with you, I feel like we could be strong in this area. And shoot, I think people are intrigued by what we have to say and realize that we're two college guys who are passionate about sports, passionate about Husker sports. And just kind of want to dive into it a little bit deeper, you know, and kind of see where we can go.
We're not just shooting the breeze here. We're going to be talking about some real topics and whatnot. Yeah. We'll be hopefully continuing this venture for foreseeable future. We're not going to put a specific timeline on it, but we're going to hope to churn out a lot of good content about college athletics, what it's like to be an athlete behind the scenes and all that. So we're so glad you decided to take part of your day and listen to us on this inaugural episode of Athletes Unfiltered. Unfiltered. And speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about the name, Adrian. I mean, it's a unique name. We kind of talked about why we want more unfiltered conversations, and that's kind of what our motivation is behind that name. And I think it's a unique thing, too, because while I've seen some other people use the name, I think this is a great way to change the brand of that name into something really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 100% with you on that, and it'll be new to this scene. I know there's plenty of people who like to talk about Husker sports, but I feel like I can give a pretty insightful view and a on-hand experience. But the next episodes, the next stuff we have come rolling out will kind of prove the unfiltered piece of it. And that's what we want to strive for, and that's kind of what we're here to do.
Yeah, down the road, obviously, we're going to expand to different athletes, not only around campus, around the country, and just see what they have to say about the sports world and everything that revolves around that. But, Adrian, we're talking about podcasting and everything. You listen to a lot of podcasts. What do you listen to?
I love Ryan Russillo, Joe Rogan from time to time, naturally. Bill Simmons, you know, Pat McAfee. I mean, he's always hilarious. Pardon My Take. I mean, we're just plugging a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
So hopefully no one just turns to them. I know they're great, but definitely we'll be talking about different things. But there's a lot of inspiration there. And obviously I have to mention Bussin' with the Boys. Will Compton, the former Nebraska player. True inspiration. Have one of their shirts. Big fan. You know, they're great for the boys, great for the brand. And I think they could just show what current athletes can do in the podcast area without kind of having it affect their careers football-wise. You know, that you can still have an opinion on stuff and talk about things without having anything to do with your play.
So, our first subject, as we move into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, this first episode, we're going to talk with Adrian a little about what it's like to be here at Nebraska. Obviously, Nebraska, one of the biggest brands in the country, few natty titles back in the 1990s, but still one of the biggest brands you'll find around the country. And Adrian, you come from California. Obviously, there's a lot of big brands there. You originally committed to Tennessee, flipped here to Nebraska. What was that recruiting process like of deciding to go to Nebraska and maybe the expectations that came with it?
Yeah, well, I would say I definitely didn't know what I was getting into, and I've said it before. You know, I had no idea, but it is what I wanted. You know, there's no doubt about it that football on the West Coast is not the same, and I mean that not necessarily by skill level, but in the passion and how much it matters. And I wanted to go somewhere where the fans and the people were invested in football, wanted to see it win. And, you know, I've gotten that and more. And the problem is that we just haven't won enough. I mean, can I blame them for that? I knew that piece of it, just not to what degree. When I got here, it was almost like what you don't know is good for you. You know, I was a little bit naive, you know, and having fun with it. My freshman year, there wasn't a lot to think about. And as things kind of went on, it became more and more real, the other aspects to the game, that it wasn't just about football. And it's a lot more than that here. In general, though, I've loved it. Love my time here. Couldn't ask for much more. You know, and excited. I still have time here and still have time to do big things and win big. And that's what I expect to do. And shoot, it's been a blast, but I have to admit, not entirely what I was expecting. And
that's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And it's forced me to grow. I mean, it really has. If I hadn't had a lot of these experiences, I don't think I would be where I'm at just as a person, which I am thankful for. You know, and some of the Twitter nonsense and
we'll get to that a little later, but
but the backlash, I guess, is what hurt more than anything. I think there was a game my sophomore year where I was getting booed off the field. And that hurts. You know, that hurts because I play the game for the love of it and I want to win so bad. It's not like I'm not trying out there.
Yeah.
It's not from a lack of effort. And so the little things like that, shouldn't say little, but those things that I was not expecting. You know, when you come in, you're like, oh, we're going to win every game. I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And it's work. You know, it's a lot of hard work, and that's not always how things shake out. We've had a lot of one-possession games go kind of against us, and I've made plenty of mistakes along the way to be the cause of blame, you know. But it is the ultimate team sport. That's what I love about it, and I love where we're at now. And putting that stuff behind, all in all, I can say my experiences at Nebraska have been something to be thankful for and learn from and grow from and enjoy. It's so easy not to enjoy it, to look at only the bad, but there's so much good to love about it. So,
and that's what I think makes college athletics really fascinating is the fact that they're amateur athletes. You guys aren't getting paid, none of that, and yet you're carrying the hopes and dreams, the financials, everything upon your shoulders to go out and win games. And I think that's kind of unfair. But also, it's the reality, and that's something I think you've had to go and deal with. Was maybe that game where you got booed sophomore year, the kind of realization you had of, holy cow, what do I got going on my shoulders of this program? Or was it earlier than that?
Yeah, I mean, I had always had that approach as far as and that was a lesson learned. You know, you can't try and carry a team or carry a state and the whole bit. Like I said earlier, it is the ultimate team sport. And knowing when to do your job and not do too much is something that is hard to learn. And it was hard to learn for me. I think it's kind of within my personality to want to just do everything. And that moment was probably the first time it hit me in a negative way. Kind of that pressure, the weight of that. It didn't feel good, you know, and it definitely hurt me. But it's something I overcame and got over. And I understood it. The older I've gotten, the more I kind of understand. But to your point, man, I'm just a college kid.
Yep.
You know, I'm doing everything I can. And I think the problem some fans run into is kind of viewing us just as the football guys out there, just the number on our back. But we're no different than your kids.
Yeah.
You know, we're no different than...
You're no different than the agriculture major over there or the bioengineering major over there.
No doubt. You know, we're no different that way. And kind of the main difference is that we're just pouring our hearts and souls into the sport. And I know our guys want to win. And that's what hurt in that moment and what I had to kind of overcome and come to the realization, you know, this is what I signed up for to an extent. I didn't sign up to be booed, but I signed up for this type of passion from the fan base and investment. Whether it's rational or not, I did sign up for it, and it doesn't change at the next level. If that's somewhere I want to play, they're probably more ruthless.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, they're getting paid the whole bit. You know, we don't have to get into that, but I love it now.
Yeah.
At the time, dealing with kind of more of the fall of the expectation, we were a top 25 team that year, my hopes as an individual, all of that was kind of cut short.
Yeah.
And that, to top it off, was a lot at the time.
You couldn't enjoy it now without having to go through that experience.
Yeah. You know, I needed it. I needed that, and I'm thankful I went through it because I've been able to kind of share that lesson. I mean, now publicly more, but to other players, other quarterbacks, that when they get here, I don't think anyone knows truly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, what this place can be. And I think winning solves a lot of things. I really do. And we're getting there. But there's an expectation here, and there's a tradition, and it's what you knew and what you got recruited to come here for and what you love about the place.
Yeah.
So there's always two sides of things, and there's two sides of this place, and you have to be willing to bear one if you're going to embrace the other. You know, and it's going to make winning in this place coming back that much more sweet for everyone involved. Yeah.
And it's interesting that you talk about wanting to go to a place with as much passion as Nebraska. I mean, obviously, California, obviously you live there. I would say it's probably a lot more balanced in terms of passions. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's nationally ranked basketball teams there.
Yeah. I mean, there's
track,
a lot of
field, football, everything, all the nine yards. And so it's interesting to see that you mentioned you want to go to a place with even more passion than where you're from in terms of that.
Yeah, and I think part of that, too, is I wanted a place to match my passion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, California is great. I don't want to down talk where I'm from. But it's just the reality. I think it's well known. I mean, there's tons of other things to do.
Yeah,
there's, you know, the Lakers to the San Francisco Giants to the to the 49ers. I mean, there's sports teams on sports teams, collegiate teams on collegiate teams. And I remember Stanford. I've heard stories. You know, Stanford football, they were ranked in the top 25, or top five, rather, in football, and they couldn't even fill half.
No one would go.
Couldn't even fill half the stadium. And that's not to bash Stanford, but it's more to tell the story on how California football is.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that. You know, I wanted to go somewhere where the stadium wasn't going to be empty. It was going to be filled. People were going to be passionate, fired up. I mean, Nebraska is everything you could ask for in a college football program as far as investment, top down. Now you just got to make it happen. There's a lot of outside noise. There's a lot of other pressures. There's a lot of different expectations. Past couple losing seasons. I mean, there's a lot. There is. That's just the reality of it, but it's doable. And a great place to play football, or really any sport, because they do it for volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
They do it for basketball. Baseball team's in the top 25, finally. About time they got
yeah.
recognized, you know. Mm-hmm. But fans do it. They do it for – they're passionate about all these different sports. And it's hard to beat that, and it's probably unmatched, in yep. my opinion, across the country.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, you talk about volleyball, their all-time program. I mean, wrestling is a –
yeah.
yearly top 10, top 15 program as well. A lot of good balance. I mean, women's bowling just won a national title.
Yeah, we just had a golfer win the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Women's golfer, I think her name's Katie.
Katie Smith, yeah.
Katie Smith. I mean, there's good stuff happening all over
yeah.
and people that care about it. And that's – you just can't find that everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's something that's definitely undervalued. It's
yeah.
easy to get caught up in the nonsense. But, man, you got to value that because – people just love it, and they're passionate about it and happy for the success. And I think that even for football, we had talked about this before the show, but you see the small number of people on Twitter or on this and that that are really angry,
yeah.
full of lots of hate. But when I go out and ref a game in York, Nebraska, and people are coming up to me and telling me about the impact I left with their kids and my story, and to keep going, to keep fighting, I mean, you see the real fans, the true people behind that just are good people. You know, Midwest, there's something about it, I promise you. But yeah, it's undervalued, in my opinion.
Well, Adrian, like you mentioned, Twitter, I think that's just a natural transition. we've had a great time so far, inaugural episode of Athletes Unfiltered. Jeff Ekstrom along with Adrian Martinez. We'll go into our last segment. I know you might not like to hear that last segment, but we will go to Tweets Unfiltered. Here, we take a look at nonsensical, stupid tweets from people, from more specifically Husker fans in terms of Husker content that's posted on Twitter. We'll take a look and just we'll analyze the comments that they like to mention. First one we'll go into. Adrian mentioned it. The Poetry in Motion video, that was pretty cool, that was posted a couple days ago from the content team at Nebraska. And Adrian, which tweet would you like? There's plenty of them. There's plenty. Which tweet would you like?
There are plenty. And I have to say this. I don't usually look at the comments, but when it's brought to my attention, I have to. I have to, and usually my teammates and myself will probably have a little laugh over it. There was a time where I put probably too much value in it, but I gotten to the point where it's more funny than anything, and I want to address his tweet, which I would assume is a burner account. So safe bet, buddy, safe bet. He put, "I'm playing devil's advocate. I love this video, but the caption and then seeing this pass made me chuckle. He has a point," talking about an overthrown pass by none other than myself. I want to describe the video to you guys. It is a chopped up video of separate passes and catches and plays by the defense. The guy he took a picture of and tweeted about is a defensive player, number 85, tipping the ball. So he's talking about an overthrown pass to a defender, the defender making a great play, batting the ball. It just tips his outstretched hand. I mean, Jeff, tell me how this makes sense. I was telling you about this before the show. Just make it make sense. If you're going to come at someone on Twitter, just act like you know what you're talking about.
It's amazing how much context people miss out in this. Because just looking at the video, you know that this is all cut up.
You would think. You know, it's just myself, the other quarterbacks throwing passes, defenders making plays, receivers making catches, but they're not the same clip. They're not. When I throw the ball, it's the next clip of a guy catching it is not from that pass.
Necessarily the same pass, yeah.
And none of it's the same. So how would you know if the pass was accurate or if it wasn't? I'm not going to sit here and say I'm always accurate, but I will say, how can you form an opinion on
also,
the video?
Yeah, like how, and also with that picture, you can't even tell where maybe the receiver is behind the defender who tipped the pass. You just don't know where that ball is meant to throw in anyway.
You don't know the play. You don't know the situation. There's no knowledge on it, yet people are so convinced. What was the other one? The other one that you found?
I think it was the first one under. It says, "All the passes over 15 yards are incomplete. I love the accuracy of this vid." This was by... it's chopped up.
It's chopped up, and I don't even know if those passes are 15 yards or longer. How do you know that? Because I don't know, and I was there. I probably threw a couple of the passes, and I don't know if they're 15 yards or more. The people just hating to hate. I hope the likes are worth it. I hope the likes are worth it.
Well, I think when you look at that one specifically, it has 13 likes, but it has 6 replies. So when your reply to like ratio is 2-1 or half of that, it's not great.
I will say, you know, Husker Twitter is probably one of the funnier things out there because it is so active. It has to be probably the most active Twitter base in the country. And there are some troll guys. There's some haters, some burner accounts. But, man, there are a couple loyal faithful fans who are always clapping back at these fans, always have something to say. Like you said, there's 6 comments underneath just defending. I mean, I feel bad for them too. You know, just let those tweets go. If you're out there, the faithful supporters, let them go. The players don't care. We know what's true and what isn't.
It's kind of insane to see all these replies all in these videos that are released, like the highlight video. Like, there's, for the Poetry in Motion one that we're talking about, has 26 replies underneath for just, like, a highlight video. Hmm. Like, to me, obviously, that is passionate for Husker fan base. That's very interesting to me that we have 26 people commenting on a highlight video. Not someone saying anything or saying a quote. Yeah. It's a highlight video.
It's just the nature of it. I'm pretty much numb to it at this point. You know, and I'd rather... Again, this kind of goes back to the other thing we were talking about, passionate fans. But I'd rather be active on Twitter that way anyways. And I think recruits love it, especially now in the age we're in, the social media age. They love the followers, the likes, the comments.
Oh, gosh. If you say you're coming to Nebraska for a visit or say you got an offer for Nebraska.
I mean, guys eat it up.
Just flooding in, yeah.
They eat it up. There's no doubt about it. So there is a positive aspect to it.
Yeah.
But there's 2 sides to everything.
Yeah. I find that, yeah, it's really interesting. It's consistent all across the board.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the level of engagement is probably unmatched. But, hey, keep it up. When name, image, and likeness comes through,
yes, Even if they are negative comments,
the guys will like it, you know? So, gotta love it. I want to keep doing the tweets. They're funny to look at. Maybe we'll look at some old ones. It's funny to see people talk like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? And some people believe them. They really do. And that's not just about Husker sports. I mean, shoot, you could say that about almost anything.
Yeah.
I mean, people tweet about some of the craziest things, and like, people are so quick to believe them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think I find it hilarious, too, when the Nebraska football account just posts something like, "Happy holidays from everyone here at Husker football," and be like, "Win a game for once."
Yeah, what, like, are we, you know, sorry for saying happy holidays.
Excuse me.
We're trying to win, all right? We don't need to be reminded on a happy holidays poster. I'll post something about my girlfriend on Instagram, and I get these guys like, "You're terrible at football." Dude, I'm just trying to show some love to my girlfriend. Can you just give me a break?
Bro, I'm just living my life here. What are we doing?
Can you give me a break for a second, please?
I just find it hilarious. It's whatever. Thanksgiving, Easter, holidays, it doesn't matter what it is. There's just one guy, at least one guy. It's like, why don't you win some games first? Then you can tweet about this.
Surefire one guy. And I think if we even, you know, this next year we have a great year, that guy's not going anywhere.
Nope.
There's always going to be a hater. There's always going to be someone ready to fire and want the clicks just to antagonize. I mean, there's just that guy in life.
Yep.
You know, outside of Twitter, there's the guy who's always doing stuff like that.
Very fun. Well, I think that's just about do it here on the first episode of Athletes Unfiltered. I don't know about you, Adrian. That's fun. That was fun.
Had a lot of fun, and I think we're only going to get better. And you guys stay tuned. Tell people about it. We're going to bring some really good guests on. I may even bring some coaches on and just talk about some fun stuff and have some unfiltered talk.
Yes, that's all we're about here. Unfiltered talk. You're listening to Athletes Unfiltered. Make sure to follow us at AdrianTheQB on Twitter and myself at @XEX_on_sports. And make sure to follow us on the Athletes Unfiltered social medias, ATH Unfiltered. Make sure to listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been the first episode of Athletes Unfiltered. Thank you so much, everyone. From Adrian Martinez, I've been your host, Jeff Ekstrom. We'll see you next time.